Kathleen Hittner, Rhode Island Health Insurance Commissioner, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for asking me.
So health insurers have put in their requests for rates in the coming year, and they can't just charge whatever they want in Rhode Island. I want you to talk just a little bit about the process that they have to go through. Walk us through that process and explain how you make your decision about what they get to charge for health insurance in the state.
So, Chris, it's a very complicated process, and I think that's what the general public should understand. June 15th, the commercial carriers need to submit their insurance plans for the next year. There must be 40 or 50 different plans from all different ways of putting it together. The first thing my office has to do is we have to make sure all the things that are required on a federal level by the Affordable Care Act, all the minimum standards are in there.
Sometimes called essential health benefits.
Essential health benefits are in there. And then we have to make sure that the mandates from the state of Rhode Island are also in there.
And tell me a little bit about what decision you get to make and how you arrive at that decision.
Yes. So we get to actually issue the final rates, and we get to put some stipulations on that if we wish, which we usually do. But how do we arrive at that decision is quite complex. We have actuaries that review all of the rates on every single plan and all of the assumptions that the commercial carriers make. So, for example, they may say, I see my people who buy my products going down 5% next year. That means I'm going to have 5% less income. That means I'm going to have to increase the rates for those who buy it. That's just a simple way of looking at
right.
it. But so they make all these various assumptions. Their actuaries present the data to us. We present it to our actuaries. And then they give us recommendations mm-hmm. on what's a good assumption, a bad assumption, and what they think the rates should be.
So we've got four health insurance carriers in the state, and all but one have asked for increases. And they've done that year after year. And I'm sure you are aware that there's a lot of frustration about that for anyone who has to pay for health insurance. Is there anything you can tell us to help us understand what might be driving those increases?
So could I just address the frustration for a moment?
Oh, please.
Yes. We had a public hearing precisely to talk about the rate increases. And we had numerous employers, and they are so frustrated. And you know, these are small businessmen and women mm-hmm. who want to do the right thing for their employees. They want to provide coverage.
Right.
But they are very, it's just increasing every year. And they feel frustrated with all of us. Because, hey, you were supposed to help protect me, and it's just not happening. Well, I submit to you, we have. It probably would have been even more exponentially increased. But your question about what do I believe is driving this, I think that came out a little bit last night, because I've been out on talking to all different organizations, chambers of commerce, and so forth. It isn't just the insurance that's causing this. It's not these insurance carriers who are trying to make millions of dollars. Granted, they're in business to make money. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But it's also our whole healthcare system and how expensive it is.
So we need to bring down health insurance costs overall by keeping people healthier and keeping them away from the more expensive treatments like hospital stays. You know, and those are just some of the levers we can pull to affect prices. But right now, right here for 2015,
yes.
we're looking at health insurance rates that are up substantially, you know, almost across the board. To what extent can you challenge carriers to bring those rates down? In particular, for example, United Healthcare, which has ruffled some feathers here in Rhode Island recently by, you know, dropping some doctors from their network. And they recently bumped up their dividend to shareholders.
So United is a national business, and they're in business to give dividends to their rate holders, and they will do whatever they can to put the squeeze on whatever people they can do
sure.
to get the job done. And that's part of why you have regulators to look at that and make sure that it is a reasonable approach. So what can we do right now, and what have we been doing to try to get costs under control? Well, I'm sure you're aware that our office 4 years ago, Chris Kohler, excellent leader. He really brought this whole health insurance thing to a new level.
He was the previous health insurance commissioner.
Yes, mm-hmm. Chris Kohler was the previous health insurance commissioner. They issued affordability standards. And what they did is they got carriers to agree to these standards to increase the primary care spend.
Meaning how much insurance carriers spend on primary care, on prevention, those kinds of services
yes.
for their members.
Of the total amount that they spend, on health care, how much do they spend on primary care?
Got it.
So when this all started, they were spending in Rhode Island about 6%, and they were less than the rest of the country, pretty much. Mm. So the ruling in this affordability standards was you have to increase your spend in primary care by 1% each year. Mm-hmm. And they have done that, and we're now up to a 10% spend on primary care. Of the total amount they spend on medical care, 10% is primary care. You have to support, this was another standard, the CSI project, which is a patient-centered medical home project. Mm-hmm. I bet you don't know. Now, maybe you do, and you could tell me you do, that we now have 20% of the patients in Rhode Island in patient-centered medical homes, partly proprietary ones like through Blue Cross, but partly through the CSI project. And we just hear at the Rhode Island Foundation announce an expansion of that plan.
Yep.
We have 40% of physicians, primary care physicians in the state, almost 40% participating. We plan to grow that and make sure that the primary care physician has real control over what's happening with all the patients. Mm-hmm. My goal is to have every patient in Rhode Island have a primary care physician. I think that's extremely important. And those are the kind of things we can do. We can sort of direct how we want the system to go by the way that we're paying people.
Mm-hmm.
In the patient-centered medical home, those doctors get paid to participate, but they also get paid for quality initiatives, including keeping people out of the hospital.
Okay.
So they've extended their hours of operation, do a lot of things so they can take care of patients in their office instead of in an emergency room.
Kathleen Hittner, Health Insurance Commissioner for the state of Rhode Island. This is the first rate review process we've had since the rollout of most of the major pieces of the Affordable Care Act. How has that affected health insurance rates?
What I can tell you is the way we do the rating has changed based on age, and that has really affected a lot of small businesses, particularly those who have older employees, because now it's age-based. Before you took gender into consideration, you took experience into consideration, now it's age-based. So if you have five employees and two of them are over 50, your rates are going to be considerably higher than they ever were before. Uh-huh. And a lot of our employers saw that last year. This year should see some settling on that because it's happened. But if you have five employees and you want to hire an employee, there's going to be a significant difference in the health insurance rate based on the age of that employee. And it can change midstream.
Dr. Kathleen Hittner is Rhode Island's Health Insurance Commissioner. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.